Hi, I'm Steve Roberts. Welcome to episode 2 of the Happy Copycat podcast. In episode 1, I shared with everybody how I'd made the change from my job as a carpenter to a pub manager, and just as importantly, how it had changed my unhappy situation into a happy one. For several reasons, that ran its course, and it was time for another change. If you'd like to change your current situation but don't know where to start, have a listen. Time for change, again. So, what were the most important things that I had learned in pub management? What did I think were good things? What things did I like? What sort of things did I copy? What sort of things made me happier? In my 3 years as a pub manager, there was a constant thread. Communication. Between who? Well, quite simply, between me and everybody else. My customers, my staff, my employers, my family, yes, just about everybody. Had the job improved my communication skills? Well, I think so. So where and how could I best use them next? Still no academic qualifications on my CV, but evidence that I had begun to use my transferable skills. So where could I put those improved communication skills to good use? Sales, maybe. Selling what, though? Windows. Well, around that time, replacing double glazed windows in houses and commercial properties was the big thing. So there was a big demand for double glazing salesmen. Would that job affect my family? Well, perhaps not as directly as the pub manager's role. Application form completed. Interview done. Job offered. Slight catch with this one, though. A 2-week trial before being offered a permanent role. During the next 2 weeks, I shadowed a guy who appeared to me to be really successful at the job. So, 2 weeks to observe what he was doing. 2 weeks to listen to him in action. 2 weeks to watch him in action. 2 weeks to decide what things I liked he was doing. 2 weeks to copy what I liked he was doing. To this day, he remains one of the best communicators I've ever come across. I would smile with admiration at the results and outcomes that he produced through clear communication. At the end of that 2-week trial, I was offered a permanent role. I was the happy copycat again. During this series of podcasts, I'm sharing my stories of all the things that I've observed and copied during a career of varied jobs. My time as a double glazing salesman has proved as valuable as any job in my life, thanks to some skills that I've used almost daily since I finished that job 30 years ago. I learned about people. I learned to listen to them. I learned to watch them. I learned to engage with them. I had to build a rapport with the customers, even if I thought did not particularly like them. I had to, otherwise I would not sell any windows. Perhaps a good way of illustrating it all would be by recalling a couple of real stories. I was based in Manchester, but I travelled around the country, following up appointments that people had made to find out about the windows our company had to offer. One such appointment was with a customer in Kent. Yes, the other end of the country, a long, long drive, and no guarantee that I could make a sale at the end of it. I arrived at the address late in the afternoon, as the customer had asked, after he'd finished work. Although it was pouring with rain, a man opened the front door and anchored himself on the front step, with no sign at all that he was eager to invite me in. He wasn't. "Now listen," he said, "don't mess me about, just come in, measure the windows and give me a price, and then I'll ring you back tomorrow and let you know." Awful long trip to be greeted with that response, I thought, but what could I do here? He did invite me in the end and pointed to a window. Do I just act on his wishes, or could I build any rapport with him at all? I asked him if he would hold the end of my tape measure for the long living room window. Despite a grumpy sigh, he agreed. I thanked him, and it proved enough to open up some tiny communication. He told me that he'd had a terrible day at work, especially with his manager, who it turned out he had an intense dislike for. I empathised with him, admitting that I had had days just like that. As I moved around the house, measuring windows, our communication grew. The more detail he wished to get off his chest, the more I was willing to listen, and crucially, agree with him. I kept listening, but all the time, I looked for opportunities to share details of my difficult working days with difficult people. I was copying him. Over the next hour or so, the communication between the two of us steadily built and built. No mention of windows from me. Remember, he told me on the doorstep not to mention it. However, it turned out that I had managed to build enough rapport with him, with the help of a bit of copying, that he remembered why I was there. Just to say, before I left, he had bought the windows he clearly wanted in the first place. On another occasion, an appointment took me to a house where the couple were both dressed in army uniforms. Turns out they were in the army reservists. Their home reflected that as well. Photographs and memorabilia from weekend camps everywhere around the house. How was I to build a rapport here? I told them that my teenage daughter had once shown a fleeting interest in joining one of the service cadets, which was true, but it was only a fleeting interest. On the back of that, they were only too keen to tell me how she should go about it. Rapport beginning to build. Spent a couple of hours communicating, to be fair, mainly about their interests. Only spoke about windows when they brought the subject up. Some more copycatting going on as well. Let's remember, they were interested in buying new windows or they wouldn't have made an appointment in the first place. A couple more hours of communicating, building more rapport, and they were ready to hear what I had to say about the windows. They bought some. Didn't stay all that long in that job, the travelling got too much. Didn't make a fortune either, but remember, I'm looking to be happier at that point, and I was. Didn't really know at the time, but that relatively short spell as a double glazing salesman set up a platform that I've returned to constantly over the years since. Listen, watch, if I liked it, copy it. Anyway, what was next? Something else to add to my CV, but no formal qualifications, remember? For all the hard work we put in, either at work or in our personal lives, we all appreciate getting a break, big or small. After finishing the sales job, I had to sign on at the local job centre. On my second visit there, my employment advisor told me they had a temporary job in the job centre itself. It was answering a telephone. On a 1 month contract. Nothing much on the face of it. Could it lead anywhere? Don't know, to be honest, but it might. In a nutshell, this 1 month contract opened up a route to a 25-year unbroken run of jobs in local government, the prison system, and my 35-year association with the BBC. But for now, anything to copy in the 1 month in the phone job? Loads. I joined a small team of people who were contacting businesses to see if they had any vacancies that the job centre could offer unemployed people. Were some people better than others in getting the vacancies? Of course they were. What were they doing? You know the drill by now. Identify what I thought were the good bits and copy them. I spent the next 4 years in the employment services, really enjoyed it. Tell you more about that in next week's episode. And whilst I was there, I was enjoying a hobby that would turn into a 35-year association with the BBC that would run alongside other jobs. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the series, please subscribe to this podcast so that you won't miss an episode. And you can visit my website at thehappycopycat.co.uk to find out if I can help you find the opportunities for change that you might be seeking in your work or personal life. From me, Steve Roberts, until next week, take care. Thanks for listening.